Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east.
Right.
If it isn't quiet. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone down downloading us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
What is sin? Well, God gave us commandments so that we could see our sin.
Stop talking, no one listen.
Yeah, good parenting.
Right, right. God.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate it. We're going to be here for a wee while. And we got some shit to talk about and some shitty people to talk about doing shitty things.
Bad parenting would be your kids ending up there yelling Bible verses at people trying to have a good time. Whatever parenting leads to that would be bad parenting. You're right.
Again, believe what you want. Get off my street corner telling me what to believe.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up about it. That's as nice as I can put it because, gosh, guys.
I don't want some atheist on the corner yelling, there's no God, you idiots, you morons, you assholes. Any more than I want some God bothering me with his God.
Right.
Join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, neither of which we check that frequently, message-wise.
Yes.
Sorry, you know, life, jobs.
Right. Sorry.
Life and jobs.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
But we do read them all.
Right.
And sometimes it just takes a really long time for us to ever respond if we do.
Okay.
But we appreciate every message.
Danke.
Where was I? Amazon?
Right.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link, every time you go to buy shit from Amazon, I'm watching my computer do weird things again, then we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you anything. You can also use the banner on the web page.
Yes.
And thanks, muchas gracias to those that do use it.
Right. And remember, when you go to Amazon to get your disaster supplies.
Your prep, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go buy that shit from Baker.
Oh, right.
Don't give him money.
I got hooked into some video explaining why you should buy their disaster preparedness kit as opposed to like a normal generic one on Amazon.
Oh, why?
Like, I don't know. Ours is a lot more organized.
Their own DNA samples on the inside so you can help propagate. I've included a vial of my semen so you can help propagate the master race.
That business, that niche, or what is that? The doomsday prepper niche or something?
Yeah, preppers, sure.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. I think there's a bunch of charlatans involved in that.
Wow, maybe
racket.
We need to commission a study. We did that. Oh, I did everything. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. But I mean, I guess if you've made the decision to live in a bunker, to ride out the solar flare, race war spilling out from the urban areas.
Right.
Everyone's coming to get your white daughters and you're riding that wave out in your bunker. What do you need in there, I guess, you need water, correct?
Yeah.
You need food.
Yeah.
You need lots and lots of guns.
There you go. Oh, yeah. I knew you were going there.
Oh, yeah. I think this is the part they love. You need lots of ammunition and lots of fucking guns.
Unable to send data fast enough and coding paused until buffer clears. Well, that's fucking great. So we have been cutting in and out again already.
What is the fucking, I mean, you know, so I guess there's, I'm trying to think of the other.
That's on this end. That's software here.
Vitamins. I guess people would sell vitamins, kind of pills, medications that you might need to ride out an apocalypse. What do you think people would need? I mean, what would you get if you, if someone said, here's a budget.
Gun.
Okay. What else?
Are there other people?
Yes.
Gun.
Hopefully the solar flare wiped out all the bad people.
Gun.
Give me a gun.
Well, you know, food, water, shelter.
Right.
Gun.
Yeah. You need a good.
A good internet connection would be great.
Absolutely. Well, there might not be any internet. There might not be anything.
I'm assuming there's not.
You're right. I mean, you need books to read. You need things to do.
Wi-Fi. Books? What are those things of which you speak?
Things to burn in case you get cold.
Oh, right. You know those things you burn sometimes at church.
No, the things that nobody.
The ones
read.
Written by lesbians and stuff.
The books no one read, and so here we are in the apocalypse. It's Mad Max because somebody wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Elect just
like
a worse,
Don Jr.'s
even
books.
Worse Trump. Oh yeah, Don Jr.'s president. Here we are.
Well, we had that. The story that there were a bunch of books by a bunch of festering puckers.
Yes.
That the GOP, the RNC.
Right.
Bought to give out.
Yeah.
At events. And thereby.
That is so fucking
sending
sad.
Sales way up.
Right.
They're like, well, they were bought. Somebody bought them. Then they gave them out to people, whether they wanted them or not. Here, take this fucking thing.
The thing is, here's the thing. Here's how I feel about Don Jr.'s book. And I understand if you disagree, but I am never reading it in because I don't think he read it.
I'm disagreeing that you'll read it?
No. You,
or
do you think,
whether I should read it?
Is that, am
are you
I?
Out of your mind?
Would you read his
book? No, I would not a word.
You know, he hasn't even read that motherfucker. It's insulting that he puts a book out. I hate when people like him write books. You're a rich guy. You're not an author. But now you are, because you made yourself an author. Your dad's not a fucking author. That's disgusting.
Well, like he wrote it.
People that write.
Like Don Jr. wrote his.
Don Jr. wrote that.
Triggered. How the left thrives on hate.
Fuck you. Oh, I'm thriving like a motherfucker.
And
you
wants
dick.
To silence us.
Hell yes.
$29.99 still on Amazon.
What a fucking bargain, you piece of traitorous shit, you. Only $30 and I can get triggered. Oh my God, where do I come, Don? Oh yeah. $30? Are you shitting me?
That's the best picture they could find of him.
Is it Kindle? Is it like
$16 on Kindle?
Is it on Audible? Can I listen to it on fucking Audible? Go to crabdiving.com/audible.
No, it's telling me I can listen to it.
Oh, really?
Because I have Audible, so and it's the same company. So it's telling me right now that I could listen to it for free, actually.
No.
It's in the freebies.
Oh, is it really? Oh, I might have to. I can't.
I am. He's reading it. You know he's reading it.
He is not. You liar. Someone's telling him the words and he's repeating them. He's not reading it. No. I have to see that. He'd have to prove to me he's reading.
Here.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I think
what a piece of shit.
Sorry, everybody.
I'm sorry this person wasn't aborted.
In fact, if you're over the age of about 35 or you haven't spent the last few years on a college campus, on Twitter, or in an asylum, and really, who can tell the difference anymore, you probably have no idea why this book is called Triggered. Ugh. Allow me to explain. Ugh. Today, as it appears on the internet at least, the term trigger warning is used to describe something, say a tweet from my dad, that blows up the fragile sensibilities of the liberal Twitterverse. At the very least, it sets their hair on fire and creates minor news stories for a few days.
Fuck you.
But
burn in hell.
At the worst, it moves them to real life out.
Kill it.
There we go.
Oh my God, Shelby, protect us from that.
That's the best take.
God. Do you think they...
Yeah, he was effervescent, wasn't he?
Oh.
Somehow.
He's like...
Well, he probably had to read three words at a time and then stop, and they had to splice it all together.
I'm not an author like Don Jr. or, Ernest Hemingway.
You're an author like Don Jr.
But like,
you've never written a book either.
Yeah. He says, the book's called Triggered. Allow me to explain. No shit, fuck doc. We know that. We know you're going to... The book is called Triggered. Allow me to explain. There's a book named Triggered. We know that the book will explain why it's called Triggered. That's a given. It is implied.
One time, long time ago, some guy had a horse named Trigger.
Oh, God.
And you know, Trigger is the awesome thing that you get to pull when you've got a really beautiful animal straight down your sights and you want to blow it the fuck out of existence.
You know, the existence.
And
yes.
Not to eat it.
This is,
or provide
this
sustenance is right. Or anything.
That Don Jr. is an author is white privilege. It really is. This is horrible.
Well, more than white privilege.
When you think of reparations.
We're white.
Yeah. And I don't have this.
Nobody wrote a book for me.
Nobody wrote my Trigger. Damn.
I still haven't got my
twigged.
Soros checks.
He's twigged. This guy's twigged. Did you know that?
No, we're triggered.
Oh, we're
That's okay. The problem is that... Liberals get triggered by too much, like
talk about
like racism and anti-Semitism and sexism and,
hey, Don,
and a whole bunch of isms.
Don Jr., let me tell you the book I would read from your point of view. I want to hear about Kimberly Guilfoyle. I don't give a flying fuck. I don't give a flying fuck about politics from you. I don't care. Tell me about this relationship with the lunatic Kimberly Guilfoyle. That's interesting, right? I'll hear about that.
We'll talk to Gavin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Talk to Gavin Newsom. He's probably got some words to say about Kimberly Guilfoyle. I can't believe they dated.
Yeah. See, certain people are interesting, but these are the type of people that never understand why they're interesting. They're interesting because they're shitheads. And I want to hear about their fucking... I just can't imagine. How did they meet? What was it like? Was it romantic?
Who? Kim and
Don Jr.
She probably interviewed him. She was at Fox, wasn't she?
Was she sold to Don?
What do you think? Roger Ailes?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Pick one.
Jeez. Somebody give John Lithgow an Oscar for that Roger Ailes thing he did. Boy, oh boy. It was
freedom and liberty and the American dream.
What about all this?
You know, the internet can be awesome sometimes.
We were still, I mean, that, if you, yes. Do you remember back when that was going on? We were still in this pandemic.
Right. That's why she was yelling to an empty hall like a fool.
It's an amazing thing to say.
Did somebody punk her and say, hey, we're going to digitally put in a big crowd later. So, and crowd sound. So play it like you're talking to a crowd.
Are we dealing with monsters?
Yes.
Mean, is she, Don Jr.'s coked out. She's coked out. This is her idea. She's a media. She feels like she is a, remember, she was kind of in charge of things in that campaign because
she was in charge of finance, raising money,
media person. So this is her thing. So she championed
and
this
they got
shit.
Mad at her because she sucked at it. Remember, we did
she
those stories.
At what?
She was bad at raising money and these fundraisers and everything.
But she's good at this stuff, though. The best is yet to come.
Is she? This is good?
I don't know. For them, don't they love it? I love it. I think it's great.
Well, I love the people who put the music to it. The original.
Oh, they didn't mean the music to it.
The original. No, this is not the original.
That's right. You know, I forgot that. That somebody put music to that, right?
Of course.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Play the original then. I think you're wrong. I think that one.
America, it's all on the line. President Trump believes in you. He emancipates and lifts you up to live your American dream. You are
This is untouched.
It hasn't started yet. It kicks in a second.
You are qualified. You are powerful and you have the ability to choose your life and determine your destiny. Don't let the Democrats take you for granted.
Ooh.
Don't let them step on you.
No,
don't let them destroy your families, your lives, and your future.
Right,
don't let them kill future generations because they told you and brainwashed you and fed you lies that you weren't good enough. Like my parents.
More like Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles.
This is a crazy speech. There's lots of this. That's the thing.
So, I mean, that's the real speech.
I almost hate these people because what these people are doing is you are putting people like Christopher Guest out of work because there's what are you going to do? Like, how would you parody this?
HuffPo. Commie Pinko Liberal. HuffPo. Senate GOP ready to sweep riot under the rug.
Yay.
Well, shocker. We knew they were going to filibuster it.
Well, they did it too. That's the other thing. I mean,
that's right. Of course.
I mean, you know.
I'm sure. God, how is Josh Hawley going to vote?
It really makes me very frustrated. How are we supposed to deal with these people? They did it, but they're in charge of the investigation.
They can throw wrenches. Senate Republicans are ready to deploy the filibuster to block a commission on the January 6th insurrection, shattering chances for a bipartisan probe of the deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol and reviving pressure to do away with the procedural tactic that critics say has lost its purpose. Hey, will somebody go and rub Joe Manchin's and Kristen Sinema's noses in the filibuster, please, on this one?
Right. And excuse me, I demand, special investigation, special counsel?
Metaphorically.
Right. What was Ken Starr?
Special counsel. Independent counsel.
I demand an independent counsel.
With full, subpoena power.
With full subpoena power.
The House will have its subpoena power.
When they
scuttle this and they don't get 60, they can't find 10 Republicans. There's like five that they have, kind of.
Yeah.
But if they get to 60,
then
they can override the filibuster and do this bipartisan equal number commission.
Yeah.
And Susie Collins has a couple of concerns that she wants changed.
Oh,
she wants
Susie, go fuck yourself.
The way the staff is chosen to be also equal. She doesn't want it to be all Democrat staff
working.
Okay,
Susie.
And you know, she wants to make sure it's
your party did this, you fucking asshole. Fuck all of this. That's fuck her. I demand a special counsel, and I'll tell you who's running it. I'll tell you who's running that, because this person would run this with she would feel a duty to bring these motherfuckers down. She would feel revenge.
Hillary.
Oh, I like that. Oh, my God. May
that's great.
Lightning bolts from non-existent heaven rain down upon your crotches, you fucking old
traitor. That would be great. Special counsel Clinton.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Ram it down their throats.
Uh-oh. Oh, fuck. Look at that. Look at that shit.
The House already approved the measure with some Republican support, but Trump has made it clear he opposes the formation of any panel to investigate the siege.
Of course, because you did it, you traitorous fucknut.
Democrats are warning that if Republicans are willing to use the filibuster to stop an arguably popular, it's not arguably, it is popular, measure, it shows the limits of trying to broker compromises, particularly on bills related to election reforms. Joe Manchin said there is no excuse for any Republican to vote against this commission.
There is, Joe, if they did it. And that's to the argument before Joe Manchin, talking about voting rights and all this other fucking shit. This is a very different thing. This is the party that did it, and that's why they're opposing it.
This could play into that theory, too, that Joe Manchin's just being coy. And to play up to the loonies in his state and his rich buddies that donate to him.
Right.
He's going to say, well, you know, I just, they've gone too far or something like that.
Joe, you have to do the right thing. And then you have to, then it has to be your job. Go back home like a big boy and get reelected.
Bring back
the
talking filibuster.
Yes. Just get rid of the filibuster. Just do the right thing. And then you're worried about how you're going to get reelected. Dude, this could be, this last term could be the last time the Democrats have majorities. You know what I mean? So go fuck your... I don't give a fuck about your reelection. It's the ninth inning. It's the ninth inning of the game. Nut up or shut up.
Ahead of Thursday's vote, the mother of late Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was meeting with at least six Republican senators to try to persuade them to act. Sicknick was among many officers protecting the building, some seen in videos in hand-to-hand combat. He collapsed immediately after engaging with the rioters, died the next day. Videos show two men spraying Sicknick and another officer with a chemical, but the Washington Medical Examiner said he suffered a stroke.
Yeah. This mob of people called for the neck of one of their colleagues. And they don't give a flying shit. They don't give a flying fuck. Hey. You know? I mean, I know it's Mike Pence. I mean, that'd be an asshole. I mean, it's not like... I mean, do people love Mike Pence?
No.
I guess. No. I don't know. It's their colleague, though, guys.
I don't know.
But you served with Mike Pence in Congress and shit. Don't you feel some sort of loyalty to him to stand up for him to find out why Trump sent a lynch mob for him? Aren't they concerned?
Well, I think they know why Trump sent a lynch mob for him.
You know, the thing is, we don't really need this. We know what happened.
Of course we know. We just need proof.
We know.
And names, specific names. Although, Gosar, who's that other donkey dick? The fucking...
Callie? Hallie?
Hallie, but there's another representative that was really big on... Mo, was it Mo?
Mo
Brooks.
Mo Brooks
from Abilama.
Yeah, yeah.
Was in on it, or he was
right. I thought Tommy he was in on Tuberville, helping. Maybe
House.
Oh, okay.
Frighteningly,
that guy's in the Senate. Tommy that Tuberville's fucking the fucking senator. Football coach from Auburn is a senator. The gentleman who used to coach fucking football. Not even the great let. Listen, if you're going to pick a football coach from Alabama to do anything in the government, goddamn, get Nick Saban. At least he's good at it. This Tommy Tuberville had one shit. I'm sorry. Auburn sucked my dick, right? They had one shit. But now he's a senator. That makes sense. Nick Saban would never be a Republican either.
Doug has been sitting up like for... almost a full minute.
Right.
Sitting up. Guess it's easier when you're still a little tubby, aren't you?
Maybe Nick
Saban. A
little
bottom heavy.
Maybe Nick Saban should run against Tuberville in the next one. I mean, because that's a good idea. I'm serious. People love Alabama more than Auburn.
Roll Tide.
I mean, but I think that's... I mean, if you're talking about getting a Democrat to win, I mean, I've heard worse reasoning. I mean, I guess.
So far, only Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski have said they expect to back the House passed bill.
They expect to.
Others, including Maine Senator Susan Collins, have proposed changes to try to attract more votes, but their effort has failed to yield additional support.
You know, you Republicans that are just, I don't know, you must be on, some of you must be on so much Xanax because I think I would be fucked up after that day if I was in that building and I heard those crazy motherfuckers coming to get me. I would be seriously freaked out about it, number one. And number two, I would want whoever organized it the fuck out of my working environment because they're creepy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't understand. This all is very, you know, this whole business has seemed very casual, right? It's very casual.
I don't know. What are you expecting?
Well, I mean, don't we know that some of these like these creepy dudes like
narrow it down?
Well, okay.
Don't we know this, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of the other people in Congress had weird, like,
contact with some of these militia groups, especially? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying, is that a normal thing for legislators to do, to be in contact with local militia that are rallying the Capitol?
Oh, no.
Storm it? Is that normal?
We've had senators from Alabama for a long time, so...
Every time,
up until you said rally outside the Capitol, I was like,
you know,
involved with militia, sure.
Yeah. Every time I see those clips from the riots at the Capitol, and I think, God, I mean, that's some crazy shit, man. I mean, are we concerned enough about this? I mean, it was crazy. That was some crazy fucking shit. And, you know, and here we are, everybody's like sucking Susan Collins' dick to get her to back something to look into it. Are you shitting me? People should be, you know, falling all over each other to look into this fucking thing. Yeah. It's insane.
Drudge Report says, weekend air travel boom.
Oh, gross, man. Doesn't say spreading, though. It just said people are traveling. This doesn't mean there's necessarily more coronavirus spread. Okay.
American air travel is set to make a comeback, with 60% more people expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend compared to last year.
Hell yeah!
For some of the more than 37 million Americans likely to travel, an expanding airline industry now means a selection of new cost-effective options.
Oh.
$19 flight doesn't get any cheaper than that, says Memorial Day traveler Dylan Herrera.
Damn!
That's how Avelo Airlines CEO Andrew Levy is trying to boost demand for his new low-cost airline. I read about this. Someone actually launched a brand new airline during the pandemic.
Yeah.
But he's trying to do the business model of like a Ryanair or EasyJet in Europe, where you can really get, if you book, especially if you book way, way early,
you can
get ridiculously cheap. I flew from Sicily, from Palermo to Dublin for 19 euro.
That's amazing. You should be able to do that here.
6 months in advance or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
You should be able to do that here. That would be awesome.
So I don't know if those kind of fares are going to stick, or if it's
right.
But they're trying to do this—the low-cost airline thing here.
That's cool.
There's a reason Southwest became so popular, and they treat you like cattle on EasyJet.
Yeah, they
do.
You're not necessarily guaranteed.
You don't have a seat. When
we were coming from Prague into the UK, the person made, you know, whoever was flying this fucking plane did it.
Amsterdam, UK.
Yeah. I don't know. But they were making the approach they purposely did this on the way in to fuck with us. You don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
They did.
They moved the wings.
Yeah, because everybody waggled the wings. This, and everybody will laugh. Oh, and then the pilot did this.
Oh, oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
Everybody's really chill here in the UK with the flying, man. Who gives a fuck? Everybody's laughing. Nobody's sitting down. They got their shit out.
Well, he was giving us a view of London from the air. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
So there you go. The airline industry is looking to have a really great fucking weekend this Memorial Day.
That's good. Well, I mean, you know, people are vaccinated to getting on planes. Now, to fly, you have to be vaccinated. Is that correct?
No.
Come on. Come on, man.
I don't.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, masks, definitely. And masks, like, the whole flight.
But, like, get vaccinated. Don't you have to be vaccinated?
I don't necessarily think that that's the case.
Bullshit.
God. 37 million people are going to fly this weekend. That's not everybody's going to be vaccinated. I can't imagine that.
I mean, you know, God, I mean, would you consider flying if you weren't vaccinated? That's crazy. I mean, that's nuts. I don't know what
well,
kind.
Well, I wouldn't.
Get vaccinated. There's plenty of vaccine out there now. People are vaccine hesitant. Get vaccinated before you get on your goddamn motherfucking plane.
Chile.
Yes.
The country of Chile.
Yeah.
Chileans fully vaccinated against the COVID will be allowed to move more freely within their country, the government said. Although the nation's borders will remain closed through mid-June to tamp down a fresh spike in infections.
Okay.
People in Chile who have completed their vaccination cycle will be able to move between communities that are both in and out of quarantine for some activities. Sounds like they locked Chile the fuck down.
Right.
As well as be able to travel more freely inside the country started on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All other sanitary measures, that's kind of gross, including mask wearing and social distancing, will remain in place for the group. So even if you're vaccinated, you got to wear a mask and socially distance, but they'll let you go out in Chile.
Boy, you know, it's strange. I just don't know how countries do shit like that because we don't do that. Like, this is a state that can't do anything.
Florida.
Yeah, we can't do anything. We can't wear a mask, and we can't stay in, and we
can't. Well, we can wear a mask.
Well, no, we can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Well, not people in general here. They just can't. It's
well, no, you're looked at like you got your dick hanging out in some places.
And also, it's...
Not that I have experienced that facial expression.
But people just don't do the right thing here.
Many.
So.
Sure.
That's what I mean when I say we can't do that.
Travel within the South American nation has been greatly restricted amid a sharp spike in infections that kicked off following the Southern Hemisphere summer vacation months.
Yeah.
What does that tell you? Sharp spike following summer vacation months.
Right. That means that people went out there, they started licking, they're unmasked, they're breathing. They're wallowing around in fluids. There's fluid exchanges. There's COVID. There's transfer. There's spread. You go home, you lick, you spread. COVID transfer.
Chile has inoculated more than 50% of its population.
Yes.
Or 7.7 million people. Aren't there more people in L.A.?
Are there
more people in L.A. than the whole country of Chile?
I don't know, man. I have no idea. Well, you know, they got a lot of, they have many mountains there, much forest, many rainforest, much nature, lots of places where there aren't a lot of people, I think. Don't you go to the Chilean mountain range to take ayahuasca and to have spiritual journeys?
L.A. is pushing 4 million.
And how many is Chile?
Seven. So it is more, but
that's the whole country.
But London.
Yes.
What's New York? But London is like, isn't London like crazy big?
What's the snake situation in Chile? Is it?
London's 8.9.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
So London has more population than the entire country of Chile.
Is Chile temperate?
I didn't know that. I guess. I thought Chile was on one of those good places for Americans with a little bit of money to retire to.
What is cheaper, Guatemala or Chile?
I don't remember. But they both have really good health care, I think.
Oh, okay. Wow. That would be weird.
Coverage.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome to supplement.
Right. What the fuck is going on?
Doing her tumbling over there. The country has confirmed more than 1.3 million cases of the COVID since it began. That's a large number. That's a significant portion of the country.
Yeah.
The new freedoms for the growing group of vaccinated citizens will not include foreign travel. You still can't leave the country.
Right.
The government spokesman, Jaime Belolio.
Jaime Belolio.
Said, is it Belolio or Belolo? Nope, Belolio.
Yeah.
Said the decision to allow more government or movement within Chile should not be considered open season for disregarding sanitary protocols.
Jeez, they are not fucking around in Chile.
But it's merely exemptions from some restrictions for those who represent a lower risk for others and for themselves.
Damn! Oh, shit!
They have a QR code.
Wow!
That you're going to be able to have on your cell phone.
Right, to check into places, right?
Yeah.
To make sure you weren't somewhere where a spread popped up. We have the same thing in Florida, right?
Well, allow you to travel.
Oh, okay.
That shows you've been vaccinated.
Right.
Do we have the mark of the beast.
Do we have the mark of the beast? Are we allowed to get that? Or we're all just traveling. Who gives a shit? We're back to the way it was. Who gives a shit? We didn't learn anything. We're fuckheads. That's what we're back to. Good.
God bless America.
I'm just saying, we didn't learn anything. Right? I mean, did we learn anything?
Who are we talking about? What's we? Just how global is the we?
Us, the country.
No. I mean,
are we going to be more bigly ready for like Ebola?
No. Well, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Did we put that book back that Obama wrote about how to do?
You think there was a copy somewhere? Yeah.
I mean, did we put
Joe Biden probably had a copy.
Does he have a department for this shit like Obama had? Well, Trump didn't.
Well, yeah.
What do they do? Who is it?
The EPA.
The EPA?
Right.
But he has a thing for...
And the Department of the Interior.
And he has people that are dealing with coronavirus, like people that they get up in the morning, they're like, okay, what's on the to-do list for coronavirus? Yes. We're going to X, Y, and
Z. He had his own counsel ready to go and already up to speed that, oddly enough, Trump actually allowed their people to talk to his people.
Wow, there was someone for those people to talk to.
Well, Fauci, Birx.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. Did they ask Birx why she just sat there when Trump was like, why don't you shove a light bulb up my ass, Debs? Spit on it first. God. Well.
So those are your headlines.
Yeah.
Some more COVID headlines, I mean.
Right.
I did the big headlines earlier. Another COVID headline.
Yes.
The... Australians are locking down again.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Jeez, what a nightmare.
Australia's second most populous state of Victoria.
Yes.
Will enter a one-week COVID lockdown, forcing its nearly 7 million residents to remain at home except for essential business.
Look out for brown snakes, motherfucker, because now you're going to be at home all the fucking time. So guess what? More encounters with fucking snakes in Australia.
Well, and the snakes and the critters are going to think, wow, we can walk around. There's none of those nasty, smelly monkeys around.
Oh, my God, that's true.
We've seen more evidence we're dealing with a highly infectious strain of the virus.
Horrible.
A variant of concern which is running faster than we have ever recorded.
You know, my thing with Australia is kind of like, yes, the coronavirus is so fucking horrible. I'm living there. I am still more concerned about the snakes. The coronavirus, yes, very concerned. Will I wear a mask? Yes.
What about those spiders?
That's above the coronavirus, and the snakes are above the coronavirus. There's a lot of shit that can fuck you up.
Sharks.
No, the way you handle the sharks is you do not go in that water.
Would you go swimming in Australia in the ocean at all?
No!
Anywhere? Come on.
No. No. No.
Surf lesson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cut me first. Let me give them a good head start.
But listen to these adults. Contact tracers.
Oh, wow.
Have identified more than 10,000 primary and secondary contacts who would need to quarantine, test, and self-isolate, and that number will continue to grow and change. So they have contact tracers.
See, if we had that here, Marjorie Taylor Greene would be like, that's like when the Nazis put the Jewish people in the ghetto and made them wear Star David with the contact tracing.
So there you go, Australia.
See, when you live somewhere
in Victoria.
Right, where people don't politicize science, you can have things like this. You know what I mean? This actually sounds like some areas having a flare-up, you lock everybody down. And then depending on what your Mark of the Beast says, maybe you can go out. Go forth and lick.
Yeah, so you don't get real marks in your lungs.
Yes.
And in your brain.
Right. We don't have any brain. What about our brains? There's no marks in there. There's no.
Well,
nothing.
I mean, you get brain lesions, didn't they say you can? Some people have shown brain lesions from the COVID.
That's true. That's true.
France reimposes strict curbs on travel from the UK. Physician warns the Olympics could spread variants. Well, yeah, you've got countries coming from different areas. People coming from different areas.
Oh, yeah,
of the world to all get together and mix.
This, to me, is an easy problem to solve. Don't do it. And I know, and I know people, this is their chance at the fucking Olympics, but what if they catch COVID and fucking die? I mean, you can't tell me that there's not going to be any COVID spread because of this, especially how is Japan doing? Did they get it under control? Is there shit? Are they vaccinated
or
there?
Or they carry it and spread it and bring it back home and bring home a variant that is from a different country.
It's crazy that our planet, this is how we have a virus. I mean, India is insane right now, right? I mean, we are fucking with this. Our answer to the pandemic is Olympics. We are insane. No Olympics. Doing them in VR. Can you do them in VR? Have everybody on VR goggles. Jumping hurdles in their own fucking living room. Who gives a shit? When you're talking about this.
Esports are really popular.
Yes, yes.
But no, I think we still need sports.
We are talking
but
about.
Not right now.
Coronavirus is an existential motherfucking threat. And I'm sorry, that means.
Do you want the Chilean team coming to the Olympics?
No. If I live in Chile.
After what I just read?
No.
Do you want the Australian team from Victoria? Anybody in Victoria coming?
Yeah. Do you want the Florida bobsledders showing up to Tokyo? Mm-hmm. Fuck no.
We have. That's it.
You know, it sucks. It sucks that you're going to have to cancel the fucking Olympics. It sucks.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people are dead, and that sucks. I mean, you know, everything fucking sucks sometimes. We elected Donald Trump, and that made everything really fucking suck, you know? I mean.
The Seychelles? What is this? We talked about that, the Seychelles yesterday or the day before, that they're having an outbreak there, the rich people.
Why don't they have the? Why can't you have the Olympics? This is how you do it. You do it on a barge or something, right?
A barge.
A barge, yes. And everybody that gets onto the Olympic barge where the games are, you are tested, and then you are dropped from a helicopter onto the barge. I don't know. And then, but everybody on the barge is tested. It has no coronavirus. And
right.
So that's how you do it. You have to have a controlled area. I guess. It doesn't sound. Does it sound fun?
Camps? You want camps? Maybe.
Well, I mean, that if we're talking about controlling a virus, you have to do it like that, don't you? I mean,
well, I mean, you can self quarantine like they said and shit like that, but you got to enforce that shit.
I mean, and at what point are you
we are cutting in and out like fuck. Sorry, people.
Fuck Florida, your fucking internet. Jesus.
Third world country.
God. Cox Cable.
That's the fair market.
Yeah, it's great.
We have two choices here. Cox or direct or AT&T, but with a dish, not with the only cable that runs in our hood.
Yeah.
Is Cox. Tell me how that's not a
I don't know.
Monopoly.
We have our we're getting a bridge shortly here in Pensacola. The bridge will be back soon. Hopefully it won't.
Right. Down to one lane and a certain part. But yeah, for a while.
Just like we need infrastructure. We need all this shit. We need internet. And that, you know, Europe has a bunch of shit, a bunch of cool shit. Why does Europe have like high speed rail? And why is their mass transit so much better? And why is.
Because they're socialist as fuck over there. By our standards. By American standards.
My thought when I visited Europe and you know, my thought was, why don't we do it like this?
Because their taxes are higher and you know, that's a non-starter for the capitalist
people get
fuck sucks of right. Our leadership.
Right. Well, okay, good.
Not that I'm anti-capitalist.
No, no.
but it definitely
capitalism sucks.
It's a big scary dragon that is powerful, but needs to be reined in.
Yeah,
and trickle up,
right?
Economics,
right?
Make sure that money gets to the poorer and the middle class.
The government
make money off of those people buying all your widgets, rich people.
The government has to make the rich people pay poor people more. They have to make them do it.
Like, because we've found that they won't.
They have to. That's why we have a minimum wage.
They tried to say, oh, the fair market will set a good minimum
wage.
Bullshit. Yeah. Yeah. A fair market the way you like it sets a... talk about China. Nine-year-olds working for 37 cents a month.
Okay, here's what the fair market did in Birmingham. In the Peaky Blinders.
Oh, the real Birmingham.
Right.
Not Alabama.
Birmingham. The union, the local union person was like, you know, why are female wire cutters paid $2 less a week than the male wire cutters? So you know what Tommy did? He goes, fine. He goes, I'm going to pay the male wire cutters $1 less a week and pay the female wire cutters $1 more a week.
And the guys were pissed.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Then I think everybody just beat the shit out of everybody else.
Everybody punched everybody.
Until that worked.
The Trash Pandas. I was trying to think of the name.
Yes.
Of my favorite minor league baseball team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The name. My favorite name.
Right.
The Rocket City Pandas.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Alabama. I believe near Birmingham.
Oh, okay. Birmingham. Shit, man. Come here, boy. What the fuck?
Where are you from?
This is NPR shit on your iPhone.
Cool. Tweet us during the show anytime. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday.
Oh, wow. Already?
Very excited.
Jesus is calling in this
Although
week.
We did have a pretty extended Jim Baker
segment
yesterday just because it was too good.
Again, I don't know if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app. Listen to yesterday's show on crabdiving.com. If you missed this plea, but please, if you are sending Jim Baker money, please stop. Please.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and if anybody in your life is doing it, take a moment and say, stop being crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's usually older people.
Yeah.
Who can't afford it.
Right.
Half of their Social Security check is going to Jim Baker, to Pastor Baker. I'm tithing.
And the thing is, if you want that mug and blanket that you get with a membership to whatever the fuck, you can find a blanket and a mug that you like for under $50 a month.
Right.
You just won't be on the prayer wall. That's all.
The prayer wall.
A prayer atrium. I'll put your name on a brick in the prayer atrium. You fucking liar you are.
The still cutting it out. Still cutting in and out live, everybody.
Yes. You didn't pray hard enough to the internet gods.
I
now
didn't.
They're punishing.
No sacrifices.
Yes.
Have you lost your mind?
Yeah. She's fucking pissed too, man.
What the fuck?
And I think the internet may be like down.
God damn it.
Now it's doing that thing where I can't pull up any fucking stories.
How the fuck are we supposed to get people vaccinated, go to Mars? We're going to go back to the moon. We're doing all this space tourism, all this shit. We can't even get the fucking motherfucking internet.
Oh, you
the
know
internet's
what?
Internet's not even working.
Our, God, this computer has a really good, Wi-Fi receiver because all of our neighbors' Wi-Fis are showing up.
Yeah.
And they all have exclamation points next to them. So
it's just a fucking outage.
It's an outage
of
again.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. In Florida.
Except for a couple. Mr. Perfect is still going.
Fuck you, Mr. Perfect.
There was one. I forget there was one that had a really funny name for a while.
Right.
So we'll just have to wing it.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, because you can't look up the stories.
Yeah, and I don't know where my phone is.
Oh.
To look the stories up. Keep talking to
it's right there, I think, on the other side, under your mask. Under the mask? Or is that it?
Under the mask.
I don't know. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big, fat fucking chunk of.
Thank you.
Yes. But, you know, that big story, I still can't believe the big story at the HuffPo is the Republicans don't want to look into the goddamn January 6th thing. I think it's so stupid. I don't even know why. Why are the Democrats even making the motherfucking effort to include them? I don't even understand that. Just call a special prosecutor or something and look into the shit and get medieval on these motherfuckers, because they're never going to look into it because they did it.
Right. Right, it's like the police.
I hate that we don't understand
we'll investigate.
That.
We'll investigate
that.
Our officers. Don't worry.
Stop saying you want to work with the Republicans. They are the bad people. They're doing this shit. Makes me insane. Makes me think you don't understand.
Technical difficulties at the big show, everybody.
Right, we live in Florida. We don't know how to make the internet. God, I mean, it's amazing. Like, Jeff Bezos can... He's got space tourism going. Do they have the internet on those? Do they have the internet in the space tourism? In the spaceship? Do they have internet in
I'm
the
sure
spaceship?
I'm sure they have Wi-Fi.
God damn! Why can't we have it on the ground? You can't tell me everything's easier on the ground. But up in the space station, they have the fucking internet all day long. We don't have the internet. That's stupid. God.
Two officers in the United States, state of Washington.
Okay.
Out west. Lovely state.
Yeah.
I have to kind of sneeze, so it feels like it's bubbling up. I may have to sneeze in a second. I'm going.
God bless you.
Pardon moi.
This is a policeman behaving shittily.
Sure. Two officers in the U.S. state of Washington were charged with the murder of a black man who died in police custody. As he pleaded, he couldn't breathe, and a third was charged with manslaughter.
Wow.
Prosecutors said today.
Wow. Okay.
Manuel Ellis died in Tacoma in March of 2020 in a case that became a touchstone for protests in the Pacific Northwest, and which bears similarities to the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police that sparked nationwide outrage 2 months later.
Wow, that's just fucking horrible. God, I mean, when was that? That was a year ago.
Yeah.
Jeez. Fuck these cops.
Ellis died, quote, after felonious assault and or unlawful imprisonment by two of the officers, while a third, quote, continued to hold Ellis in the prone position and to apply pressure onto his back, despite hearing Ellis say he could not breathe.
You know, it's as if we need cops that aren't so, you know, mean and violent. And why was this guy in this position?
Sadistic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
sadists.
We
need less of them.
Hey, quiet. I'm trying to read from my phone.
I mean,
Washington Governor Jay Inslee ordered a new state-led investigation into the death last June after surveillance footage and witnesses contradicted the officer's account of the incident. Wow.
Our cops are torturing people. They're lying. They're racist. Wow. They're shooting black people. I mean, you know,
I don't know.
Is there enough justice reform out there?
No. We've got, it said by that stage, the county's medical examiner had ruled the death a homicide caused by hypoxia, lack of oxygen,
right,
due to physical restraint.
Yeah.
The same medical examiner later found that methamphetamine in Ellis's blood was unlikely to have contributed to his death. But
right.
I'm sure the conservatives are saying he was methed out. He morphed into a demon and tried to kill those officers.
That's the playbook,
you know
right?
How they get.
Did they say they basically,
even though they don't talk like that in Washington.
Yeah, in George Floyd, they said, didn't they say that he actually had a heart attack at the exact same time that he was suffocating?
He was on fentanyl, he was on meth, and he was on all this they found in his blood.
And the truth is, there was a knee on his neck.
Yeah.
That was the thing.
So, I guess these cops, Says he, Ellis had gone 33 years old when they killed him, had gone out for a late night snack on the night of March 3rd, 2020, was returning home with a bag of donuts.
Yeah.
Armed with a bag of donuts.
Jeez.
When he approached a patrol car containing officers Christopher Burbank and Matthew Collins.
Yeah.
Burbank and Collins would later claim that Ellis randomly attacked them after they spotted him trying to open the door of another car at an intersection. Okay. So they're making all this shit up.
So this is a lie.
Three civilian witnesses, however, and video footage from their cell phones and a doorbell camera nearby contradict these claims, offering no evidence of Ellis being the aggressor.
They just show what? The cops attacking this guy?
Yeah. What? They jumped out of the car and they're like, where are you going? And
yeah.
Probably escalated from there.
Jeez. That's why people are against this stop and frisk stuff, because cops are already doing that. But and then you're going to give them the stop and frisk. That means they'll do it every time.
Ellis's death has sparked protests in Tacoma, about 35 miles south of Seattle. Led to Washington State banning the use of chokeholds. So some states, some adult states, are taking some measures, but we need this George Floyd criminal justice law to pass, which includes a national ban on chokeholds and shit like that, and de-escalation training, blah, et cetera, et cetera.
Anything that has anything to do with people's human rights or civil rights, it has to be national. Because there are states like this one.
Yeah, there's like a long list. Yeah. And
Florida, that's this one.
Long list.
Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma. I mean, just a bunch. Yeah. Georgia.
The
West Virginia.
If convicted, so those two have been charged with second degree murder. The other officer who arrived later to the scene and knelt on Ellis's back until paramedics arrived was charged with first degree manslaughter.
Why the fuck are they? Was he cuffed too?
Yeah.
So why are they kneeling on his back?
Because he was an evil criminal,
right?
Who had the nerve to walk home carrying some donuts.
Whose move is that? Kneel on the back? Is that a standard cop move or something? Yeah. Did T.J. Hooker fucking invent that?
If convicted, the maximum sentence in all three cases is life in prison.
Damn!
Warrants were issued for their arrests. Says unlawful killing charges against police have been extremely rare in Washington State and across much of the U.S. But since the Floyd, the Derek Chauvin verdict, being convicted of murder and manslaughter, two police officers have been indicted for murder and a third convicted by an Alabama jury.
Oh, shit.
For shooting a suicidal man.
Oh, okay. Jeez. We need some law enforcement reform up in this bitch, you know?
So cops... Three cops now charged for killing a black man.
We need a higher power, some higher power to come to this planet and to take pity on us and to teach us how to be evolved and not crazy. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
You know, I don't know what that would be.
It's asking a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's some amazing. What about those guys in Star Trek with the giant heads that they can do anything telepathically?
Oh,
and
those
shit?
Brainiac guys?
Yeah, they
or can whatever?
Fix us. Couldn't they fix us? Do something in our brains to fix all of us?
Maybe
we should look into that. I don't mean to talk about Star Trek as if it exists, but it's just really, it's story after story like this, and the only what really needs to happen is people need to not be racist, ignorant wackos.
Okay.
And I don't know how to do that without, like,
that's kind of hard.
What, do we dose everybody with lots of Prozac or something?
I think it's difficult because there's a lot of assholes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
Out there who are just, that's just who they are.
Absolutely.
We've got, let me see if this is working yet. I don't know if it's working yet.
Oh, the internet. That's right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to 1985, before the internet existed.
The internet's...
We're recording this podcast on a cassette tape, and it'll record until it clicks, and then somebody will have to turn it over. And it, you know,
or an 8-track.
That's the kind of technology you get when you move to Florida. Maybe the internet works. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows? Maybe we'll be recording this show on a crank radio.
Cassette tapes. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's still people.
They listen to that shit, of course.
Listening to Walkmen.
In old cars, some dude's got a car, an ancient car with a tape deck in it.
We do have... let me see if I can... Now it's telling me it's connected. But we are not.
Yeah.
God.
That's so frustrating.
It's really completely shutting down. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, do we need to? Can we go on without the internet? Or
I can't. We're not going out.
We're not going out.
No, I don't. Well, we might be going out. I don't know.
Do 1 hour.
It says we're on. No, it says we're empty result. I don't know that we're going out.
Yeah.
Should we bail?
Do 1 hour.
Yeah. Thank. Yeah. If somehow this is going out and you're listening, thanks for listening. But with our internet down. Trying to connect to my hotspot, and that's not going to cut it for a stream, obviously.
Right.
But thanks for joining us, and we'll do this shit again tomorrow.
Yay!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.